This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
People are like, oh, you know, if you really want to do music, you know, Nashville or like LA, or that's not really what it's about. It's about being comfortable and being happy at home. And this is where home is for me. And I think St. Louis has a lot of incredible things to offer that I think get overlooked a lot.
Hey guys, welcome to the Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. This week, I talked to Alex Rich. This is a man who wears many hats. Maybe you've seen him perform at Busch Stadium before. Maybe you've heard him on Y98. Or maybe you've heard his podcast, Jews in the Loo. Alex is a great guy who I've worked with for many years now, and we ended up having a really fun conversation, and I just need to get right into it because it actually flew by, and I don't have time to mess around this episode, so let's go right into it. I'm with my friend Alex Rich. What's up, Alex?
How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time, you know, out of your day to do the show. This is very nice.
Of course, I've been waiting to be on the Rachel Zimmerman Show. I'm excited about it.
That's very sweet. I appreciate that. Okay, I want to like have you introduce yourself, even though I'm sure if anyone listening like has an Instagram, has turned on any Odyssey radio station, they've brushed up against you at some point. But I want to have you introduce yourself. But before we do that, okay, by the time this airs, you will have performed the national anthem at the City Game on Wednesday night.
Yep.
And you were telling me off mic, like, all right, this is a big deal. I don't know. Like, how are you feeling about this upcoming thing? Because this is a big deal. This is a huge thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right now in this moment, nervous as can be, because it is the national anthem, like there's so much. I've performed in front of a lot of people before, but never as the actual like focal point of attention where it's literally dead silent in the entire stadium. And there's 22,000 people standing up on their feet. And they have no other choice but to listen to me sing. So, you know, nervous, but also at the same time honored and I guess humbled that, you know, City or anybody would trust me to be down there and sing, you know, arguably the most important song or thing that goes on at every single sporting event that takes place in this country. So, you know, I think it's I'm super excited about it. It's something I think I've wanted to do. I don't know why I've wanted to do it, but it's just another thing to check off my list, you know?
Yeah, and I know it's odd to hear you say you're nervous, because I just have this perception of you as just being like ultra confident. Yeah. But I have this feeling that like it's going to go well. You're going to do a great job. But yeah. I have a feeling about you that like even if it doesn't go well, that's not going to slow you down in any way.
Yeah, I don't think it'll slow me down. I think, you know, I just continue to tell myself, like, I've continued to tell myself, control what you can control.
Yeah.
And so if I just go out there, do what I know that I'm capable of doing, make it my own, not make it my own in the sense of like, you know, Whitney Houston making it her own, right? But make it my own in a way of, I don't think people are expecting me. People, first of all, aren't expecting anything other than me to just sing it. So if I do it in my own fun way, that's just the Alex Rich way, then I think I've done what I can and I'll be happy with it.
So let's talk a little bit more about the Alex Rich way. Kind of introduce yourself to the audience. You do a lot of stuff around the city. So what are the many hats that you wear?
Oh, man, that's probably the hardest question I get asked ever is, what do I do? So, you know, from the perspective of business and job wise, my actual job is that I'm in sales here at Odyssey and sell radio and digital advertising and work with people on their marketing plans. But I'm also on air on Y98 in the mornings a few times a week there. And recently, I guess I say recently, coming out of COVID. So I've always played the guitar, never really performed out in public or anything like that, a few times in college, but started to perform at Sugar Fire out in Wentzville. My buddy owns that Sugar Fire. And, you know, as things were opening back up and the nothing inside was open, so he was like, hey, you want to play live music on my patio? Great. I did it. And it kind of took off, as far as during that time, I was also like remixing and remaking like popular songs, changing the words to be COVID related. And it kind of caught people's attention on social media. They thought it was fun. They thought it was funny. And it was a way to still be in front of people. Because, I mean, obviously, like, yeah, I think one of my biggest things is that I like to make people smile, I like to make people laugh. I like to leave people at the end of every day just, I guess, having a positive thought about me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that is my goal. And that's what kind of led to where I'm at now, where playing music all around town, doing things on social media, where, you know, you talked a little bit about social media. I wouldn't necessarily consider myself your regular influencer, as a lot of people would. You know, like, there's different foodies around town or different people that have their wheelhouse of things that they focus on. I think for me, it's just been a way of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, I showcase my lifestyle of just how I live on a regular basis. There's not, the things that I'm doing on social media aren't necessarily for the social media, you know, part of me where it's like, oh, I need to do this to show this, or because I'm getting paid to do this, or because I like this. It's more because it's just what I normally do. I like to go out to eat to different restaurants all the time. I like to go to concerts all the time. I go to these sporting events all the time. And so that's kind of what has brought me full circle to all of those different hats that I'm wearing, where I'm performing live music around town. I'm at Busch Stadium all the time, every single Sunday this year, where, the house resident musician inside Busch Stadium. So, you know, it's grown a lot from where it was to where it is now, obviously. And that's why, you know, the whole singing the national anthem thing, it's like a few years ago, even last year, like I would have never even dreamed about that. Cause I've always liked music, but it's never been something that I thought that I would be able to get paid or like actually be asked to do in front of people, right? Like, you know, you think about the national anthem, you think about these Grammy winners or people that like they work their whole life, they go to school for music. And like, I went to school because I thought I wanted to be a sports agent, and I played baseball at Indiana, and, you know, went a totally different direction where it was just I've never really set out to be like, hey, here's what I want to do, but it's more like, here's what I'm doing. How can I grow this to then do the next thing and see what comes of it?
Yeah. My boss, Steve Moore, is always saying, what more can you do? And that kind of seems like the philosophy you live by. Like, okay, here's the circumstances. How can we build from here? And I will say about your social media presence, it's so spot on because I was thinking about you, you know, in preparation for this interview. And I'm like, okay, Alex is someone who is clearly all about St. Louis, but that's not something you necessarily come out and say. It's just shown in your actions because you are always patronizing these businesses. And you are always lifting people up. So it just kind of like organically happens.
Yeah. And I think that like you said, like just because that's who I am, it's just like, I love St. Louis. Like I, you know, I went away to college for 4 years and came back and, you know, certainly people are like, oh, you know, if you really want to do music, you know, Nashville or like LA or these different big cities. But like, for me, that's not really what it's about. It's about being comfortable and being happy at home. And this is where home is for me. And I think St. Louis has a lot of incredible things to offer that I think get overlooked a lot. And, you know, that's something that I like to do as somebody that is ingrained in the community is, you know, you talked about having all these different connections and knowing different companies and businesses. And like, that's where I'm always just trying to make a connection with other people because you just never know what opportunities are going to come your way when you connect with different people. And that's where I've always, that's how my mindset's always been. It's like, if somebody wants to grab lunch or grab a coffee or whatever, it's like, why not? Like, you just never know what opportunities can come from that. And if nothing else, then you have another person that you know that you've connected with and that, you know, at the very least is going to leave that conversation with hopefully good thoughts about you, where then when they do see me, say, singing the national anthem or performing wherever, they're going to say, oh, I know that guy, you know? And I think that's where, I think that that's where my mindset goes. And, you know, if I can do anything to show that St. Louis is a great place, it's just living my life as I normally do and not trying to overdo it or overshare too much, where it's just like, hey, I think I'm literally just a normal person that just does a lot of different things, and I happen to take pictures and videos of it at times.
Stick around. Part two of my conversation with Alex.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Rich is up next on KMOX. Welcome back to the Rachel Zimmerman Show. Now part two of my interview with Alex Rich. You said your mindset's always been like that. Where does that come from? Are your parents like that?
You know, I think my parents were both teachers, so they don't really have the business mindset necessarily, but my dad's always been someone, you know, he taught, he still teaches, he coaches, you know, volunteers at many different things. And I think that that's something that I always saw was, you know, you're not necessarily going to be just handed things or given opportunities right off the bat. You do have to work for it, where certainly now, yeah, people are reaching out to me to perform or do certain things, or companies want me to come eat at their restaurant or whatever. But those are all things that early on I knew kind of at a young age coming out of college, like doing those unpaid internships or just doing things, because it's not necessarily all about the money value, the monetary like value that you're getting out of it right then and there. But it's just, if you make that connection, it'll come back to you somewhere down the road. It's just kind of like, if you, I don't know, it's hard to say. If you just, really kind of, I've always had the mindset, you just got to put yourself in a position where somebody can't look at you and say, well, he didn't try hard enough, or he didn't want it enough, or he's asking for too much money every time he's doing this or whatever. It's like, because I feel genuinely like I have put in my time of doing those things for free. Well, like whatever, like I do things with charities. I do philanthropic things around town where it's not necessarily always about what am I getting out of it, but it's more of also how does this impact the other people that I am interacting with? Like I said, like I like to leave people with a good thought in their mind about me, where I'm, my biggest downfall is that I'm a people pleaser, and I have trouble saying no to, I have so much trouble saying no to people. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's where it all just kind of comes from, you know, seeing, you know, my dad really do a lot of different things where it's like, you can't just sit back and expect things to come to you. You just kind of got to go create your own path.
I did not know that about you, that you're a people pleaser. Yeah. I definitely am too. And I almost go in the opposite direction of you. I'm always like, oh, I don't want to have this interaction because I don't want to get roped into something that's like a bad situation.
Right.
So I end up like avoiding things, mm-hmm. and I have to like retrain my brain of like, no, this is a good opportunity. You want to do this. This, you know, like having this show is like a vulnerable thing of like, will you come on the show? Will you do the show?
Right.
And then it's like, man, are they going to have a good time? Are they going to feel like it was worth their time? So, I get where you're coming from. And then whenever you do set a boundary as a people pleaser, you feel like the worst person
you
in
do.
The world.
Yeah. And you got to be okay with people saying no. Like the biggest thing, I mean, like you just said, like, I'm certain you ask people and they're like, I don't really want to come on the show, or mm-hmm. don't really want to have like,
or they just don't answer and you're like,
yeah,
oh, okay, cool.
but like the biggest thing I've learned is you just, and I guess it comes from my sales side of me, is the worst that these people can say is no. Like, but you don't know unless you ask. And it's just kind of like putting your feelings out there at times too. Like, we don't always want to do that. But then if you're just kind of holding that in and you're always wondering, I guess you never want to be left wondering, like, could that have happened? Or what if I would have just asked? Like, the worst that person could have said is no, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, at some point along the line, obviously you wanted your own show. So, like, you did those things to line that up to say, hey, like, maybe not every single thing I'm doing right now is the direct course of action or the direct line to get to having my own show. But the more things you're tied to, the more people you're connected with, it's put you in this position where now you do have those people that you can reach out to and say, hey, would you want to come on my show?
Yeah.
You know?
So, Alex, how did you end up at Odyssey? I mean, you obviously have the right mindset for sales, but what drew you to this company? I'm assuming it was CBS or Intercom whenever you got started.
It was CBS. And and actually, Tom Ackerman.
He brings in so many great people, seriously. It always goes back to Tom.
It always goes back to Tom Ackerman. So I worked for the Cardinals out of college.
Oh, cool.
In ticket sales.
Okay. That sounds like it would be a very interesting job.
It was interesting. I mean, and we, in 2013, we went to the World Series. So, like, tickets were very, not easy to sell, but, like, you know, they were in high demand. Mm-hmm. And so I did a year there, and I think I realized that not necessarily working in sports directly for the team was for me, because there were so many other passions or things that I wanted to do where I, you know, I thought that that would have been great. But then Tom went to Indiana. He's an IU guy, IU grad. I'm an Indiana grad myself. I got connected with Tom actually in, I want to say, probably sophomore year of college, where I did actually an internship for KMOX.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And so actually after working at the Cardinals, Tom and I were talking again, and, you know, if there's one thing to know about Tom Ackerman, he'll surprise you. Mm-hmm. Like, he came up to IU with me, and, you know, Tom would be out at the bar for a little bit. You know, he'd
nice.
Surprise you. He'd shut down the bar with me a little bit. But we had the conversation, and he was like, you know, hey, if you come to KMOX from the Cardinals, you still have the ability to sell Cardinal advertising and be involved in the Cardinals, and obviously KMOX being the Cardinals radio station. And so that caught me, and I was like, you know, maybe that is a good direction to go. So I started here, I think, back in 2014. So it's been some time now. And I never, ever would have dreamed of, like, working in radio, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as I didn't go to school for radio. I didn't go to school for TV. I guess I kind of went to school for media. It was sports marketing was my major. And it just kind of one thing led to another. And, you know, I just got passionate about the brand here, all the different brands that we have here, the ability to connect with St. Louis, and obviously the power of KMOX. And, you know, for me being a St. Louis guy, like, growing up with my dad always listening to KMOX, and, like, so there was always a cool factor for me, for mm-hmm. sure. And I think that that's just kind of what has led me to be where I'm at here at Odyssey and still here. And, you know, obviously the radio connects us in so many different ways with so many different people, like we've talked about. And I think, you know, that's something to me that you meet so many different business owners and so many different, like, interviews along the way, where it's just every day is different. And I'm not a person that ever can just sit back and be at a desk 9 to 5. Like, I like to be doing things. I like to be in the know of what's going on. And I feel like that has been a huge part of why I've enjoyed my time here, you know, at Odyssey and KMOX and CBS and Entercom and all the different companies along the way.
Part 3 of my interview with Alex Rich is next on The Rachel Zimmerman Show. Welcome back. It's time for part 3 of my conversation with Alex Rich. So you started going on, I remember whenever I first came to this building talking to Courtney, and she was like, oh yeah, we do this thing. It's called it was called the Millennial Minute
Millennial Mondays.
Millennial Mondays. And I knew you were doing, is that how you got started going on the air?
Yeah. So I definitely credit Courtney Landrum because Courtney and I just, for whatever reason, just were able to connect, like, off air. It was mm-hmm. just, again, when I started, it was like over on the Y98 side, it was like, you don't dare talk to Guy Phillips or, like, Courtney. Like, these are, like, legends in the building, right? Or whatever. But it's like, in my mind, I'm like, well, I already know Tom Ackerman, or I already know, right? So like, I'm like, these are also big names, but I started those conversations and Courtney just kind of saw like, okay, Alex is, you know, kind of funny and he can hold a conversation a little bit. So she gave me a chance and we went on and we did Millennial Mondays and I would go in there and give them like words that millennials would use and like quiz them on if they knew what it means or like different, just fun, interactions. You know, it's eight hot AC radio. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously quite a bit different than talk radio, but it's just, it just kind of took off as far as like being a part of their programming on a weekly basis. And, Courtney really just giving me the chance to be in front of a microphone and show that I can have a conversation. And I'm not necessarily one to lead a show, but I certainly think that, you know, my opinion or ability to have those conversations in deeper than just a surface level conversation, makes some of the other people around me feel comfortable in having those conversations as well. And that's, you know, I'm sure you'll probably get into it, but I think that's really recently I've started a podcast with Ben Paremba. He owns a bunch of restaurants here in town, Deli Divine, Esca, Florentine, several others. And Ben's been a restaurant guy in St. Louis for some time. And we just recently started a podcast called Jews in the Lou. And the idea was built on neither of us are really super technical interviewers.
Okay.
Right. So like when I'm coming to an interview, I don't really have necessarily specific I have ideas, but I don't really necessarily have specific ways in which I'm going to ask them because I feel it's a more conversational piece. And I mean, just kind of like we're having right here. And so I went to Ben and we wanted to celebrate Hanukkah in a different way. And because I think, you know, we're in a state where, you know, realistically a lot of Jewish people, I think, get overlooked, and it's hard to say unless you really understand or have been in that situation. But we just honestly wanted to show that Jewish people are like normal people in the community, and we do good things for the community, and we're movers and shakers in the St. Louis community. So we wanted to celebrate Hanukkah in a different way. We got eight different guests in, and we did clips on Instagram, on YouTube, and just had conversations with everybody from the SLU basketball coach, Josh Schertz, which a lot of people didn't know was Jewish. You know, a lot of people in the basketball space are not Jewish, right? Like, people don't know that all the time. Tamara Keefe she owns Clementines. She converted to Judaism. So, like, showcasing things like that are just stories of people in our community. And that's what kind of led to all this, is just sitting down, being able to have a conversation and having those people that don't necessarily open up all the time, open up a little bit in a conversation where they feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, we had Scott Rosenblum on, who's a big defense attorney here in St. Louis. And, you know, after the video came out, people were like, wow, we can't believe, like, 'cause it was hilarious. Like, he was telling funny jokes, like, we were laughing. And this is a guy that, to the general public, is serious all the time. He's dealing with the biggest criminals that exist. Mm-hmm. And to show that to people that this is just a normal guy also, that we're sitting down and having a conversation. It's just maybe the right conversations haven't been had to make this person feel comfortable enough to open up. And I think that that's really what's been fun for me in starting this podcast, has been just the ability to learn those different stories about people. And it's been great.
Yeah. And the thing that I love, I feel like you guys are nailing the vibe, because it is very conversational. And a lot of times it's sitting in a booth, mm-hmm. or like, I'm sorry, I don't know who the episode was, but you're like walking through like a horse stable.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very organic what's happening.
Yes, we did the R&R Ranch, which was awesome. And then that was, you know, started off of a Jewish foundation of just always kind of having each other's backs. But yeah, most of them are, you know, we're sitting like having a cup of coffee, having a sandwich at Deli Divine, at Ben's Deli. And we don't even say like when the cameras are rolling. It's just set up, and it's, you know, it just, we go right into it. And I think that is what people appreciate, is that is totally unscripted and it's just completely organic. Like, we're not trying to hit on specific, we like to try to hit on a little bit of like the Jewish backgrounds that things were built off of, or the Jewish traditions that some of our guests grew up with or like or whatever. But I think that, yeah, that's really what we enjoy about it, is because we're not serious people. And that's what we want people to know about us, is like, if you're looking for somebody super serious to like come in and, you know, do the CBS nightly news, like, yeah, I could turn that hat on and maybe do that. But also, that's not necessarily what I want. I want people to smile. I want people to get something fun and knowledgeable out of it, where they're getting those pieces that they wouldn't necessarily get when they're just reading somebody's bio, or they're just right. Like,
get a real piece of their
personality. You get a real piece of their personality. And I think, you know, exactly like you said, that is why we don't want to just sit down in front of cameras and like do your stereotypical podcast. It's like, take a bite of your sandwich. Like, mm-hmm. It's funny because Ben, like, I always joke because the guests, we always get them like a sandwich, whatever. And then Ben always ends up taking a bite of their sandwich, like every time. Because it's like, that's just how he acts in a normal setting, uh-huh. with or without the cameras on. And you're getting the real us. And I think that translates well to my social media, is like, it's the real me. You're getting the real me, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about Y98 a little bit more, because you got your start with Courtney, then you've kind of stayed with that morning show through several different iterations now. Now you're with the Brett Mega show. Kind of just talk about the vibes there. What you guys are doing on social media there is very different than what a lot of people in the building are able to do, because you have, you know, Anna and Hannah and Brett are all, and you and Kevin are all so great at like kind of creating these, I don't know how you do it, but it's like a viral moment, and it just kind of works.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where the camera in that situation is literally just always on, and you just kind of capture those things that stick at times. But again, it's like genuine moments, because, yeah, certainly there's some that we go out and do different things, whether we're working with different companies or whatever that may be. But I think capturing those genuine moments that you can't rehearse, right? Like, those are always the best, most viral moments, when like somebody says something that's totally unexpected and everybody's just laughing. Mm. Like, those things just, I think, have a totally different impact on people, and people can tell when you're genuine about things. I think when you're authentically you, people know that. When you're trying to be somebody you're not, or you're trying to do something to please other people, I think that's where you show off that this is not really you. And I think that, you know, that's a huge piece of successful people, whether it's on social media or on radio. Like, you know, you guys on the Glover show, you guys are all authentic, and you're all having like,
we don't have any choice but to be ourselves. You do 4 hours a day, and it's like, you just have to be yourself.
Exactly.
You can't keep up the facade.
and exactly, like, just like you said, you run out of things. If you're going to script out everything that you're doing for entertainment purposes, you're going to run out of things to talk about, or you're going to run out of things that catch people's interest. And that is what I think just makes specific people individually like interesting themselves. If you're not an interesting person, you're not an interesting person. That's just like, that doesn't mean you're a bad person. That might mean that maybe social media or being on the radio or being in front of people is not for you. But I think when you have those people, like, you know, I use us as an example, like, we're having a genuine real conversation right now where there's no right or wrong answer. It's just talk about how you feel, talk about what's on your mind. And you know, like you said, I've seen so many different iterations of the show. It was Courtney and Guy, then it was Jen and Tim, then it was, I think at one point it was Tim and Julie, then it was Julie and Brett, and now it's the whole show. And I've seen the interactions along the way of how different hosts, you know, play off of each other well. And that's a huge part of what makes a show successful or interesting, as you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, some people just don't vibe together, and that's fine. That's okay. And, you know, if that's the case, it is what it is. But those are things you can't necessarily force, because you go back to being authentic and being you. And so, yeah, I mean, I've seen it all along the way, but I think the most successful things on social media and the bits that are the best are the things that, you know, like Kevin on the show, he's like obviously a little bit older than the rest of the show, but it fits because he's a great sport, you know, when you're having those conversations like a millennial minute or whatever, because he's able to laugh and he genuinely is, he's not having to act like he doesn't know what people are talking about. Like, he genuinely has no idea. You know what I mean?
When we come back, I wrap up my interview with Alex Rich on The Rachel Zimmerman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Now, the final part of my conversation with Alex Rich. Thanks for listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX.
Okay, since you brought up Millennial Minute again, has it been weird for you at all? Because I think we're around the same age. I graduated high school in 09.
Yep, same age.
Okay, so it's been a little weird. Like, you start and you're the young ones in the building, and then it's like a new generation arises, and it's like, oh, this is all backwards
now. Totally, because you've been in the same boat where you've been the young one, and you've seen everybody else grow around you and then new people come in. So it is weird. And I've been thinking about this recently, actually, because you're just kind of like, man, is that how am I looking at the younger people I work with now, how the older demographic, the older generation looked at me when mm-hmm. I started? And like, sometimes I'm kind of like, I mean, yeah, candidly, I look at some of the younger people, I'm like, man, they have no idea. Like, they just have no idea, right? Like, that is the case at times, and it is so weird, but I feel like, you know, you grow with your audience. Now, I also feel like I'm pretty good, and I think you are as well, at relating to also the older yeah. audience quite a bit. I've definitely seen myself, because I'm not on TikTok as much as I am on Instagram and like Facebook and some of the other things. So I do at times feel like TikTok moves too fast for me. And it's like the gen, whatever generation they're on now, it's like, I do feel like I'm getting behind a little bit in that aspect, but it's interesting just because, yeah, it's like, you totally.
Well, you don't think it's going to happen to you. Like, you don't think you'll be the older
yes.
people. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I am. Like, and there's no stopping this train. Like, it's just happening.
Yeah. And you're kind of want to, like you said, you want to slow the train down. Or you're like, what's going to happen? Like, how much longer am I going to even be like funny or cool for? Or, like, how much longer are people going to be interested in what I have to say? Like, it is. It's such a unique, like, business to be in, being surrounded by younger people that are coming in and doing this now. I mean, like, I will say, you do definitely, you heard about like our generation, like, oh, you know, they think things are given to them, or like, you know,
they spend too much money on avocado toast.
Totally,
that was the big cliche.
Totally. But now being healthy and everything's like cool, right? Like, that's the big thing. But like, yeah, you do look definitely at the generations differently when now you're in your, you know, early 30s and you're like, man, that was only 5 to 8 years ago that you were in that same position. And I don't know, I just tell myself like it's just the way that the world works. And again, goes back to not being necessarily in a box where you do have just one demographic of people that like to listen to you. It's being able to connect with older, younger, whatever. Now, I think we're both able to connect with the younger generation, you know, a little bit. Now, there's certainly some things that, like, that they say or do where you just kind of like, you kind of look at them like they have like three heads or whatever. But it's one of those things where I just tell myself, like, at some point they'll learn, like, they'll also look back like I do, like we do now. And understand, you just, everybody learns from life experiences. And mm-hmm. I couldn't be doing what I'm doing now, you know, 8 years ago, just because I didn't have enough life experiences in how to handle certain situations, or how to handle, like, even like you said, you know, if you get caught up in something or you tell somebody no, you like, you feel bad, you know, because you want to make them happy, but also you have to tell people no, or you have to agree to do things for no money at times, like, because it's just part of going through life to get those experiences. And, you know, I think that is something that everybody just learns. You just have to have those life experiences. I could tell people a million different things. I could tell the younger, you know, we try to help the younger demographic a little bit, and whether they want to listen or not, whatever, but like, you just have to do it for yourself and learn. I think that's the biggest thing. You have to get the experience yourself.
Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're already out of time. This is like actually flown by. So we touched on Jews in the Loo. You have, tell me though, like, do you have any musical performances coming up that you want people to pay attention to? And how do people follow you, you know, if they want to follow you on Instagram or anywhere?
Check me out. Instagram's really where I do a lot of my day-to-day stuff, but it's just arich314 on Instagram. As far as the music stuff, you can find us pretty much every weekend at Ballpark Village. When the Cardinals are in town, we're more than likely going to be performing over at Crown Room, Crown Hall, the new Crown Hall at Ballpark Village, and every single Sunday at Busch Stadium. You know, I'm getting married this summer, so I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Once I get past that, hopefully going to start working on some of my own original music
Very
as well
cool.
and see where that takes me. Again, it's still, it's still new to me, the idea that people, you know, like to, like the Cardinals, to build their Sunday fun day Bud Terrace performances literally around me. So I think that that all still hasn't totally hit me, that like people actually want to come out to see me, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, that's what's kind of held me back from, I think, doing a lot of my own music to this point, because it's like, oh, I could write this, but like, who's really going to want to listen to that? And it's, I think, still an obstacle that I try to get over. It's like, you just have to get to that point where you have to understand people do want to come see you, and you know it, and that's great. It's like the most humbling thing ever, and it's like flattering when people say, like, you know, you get it all the time, like, oh, I listen to you on the radio all the time. Like, that stuff is still cool to me every yeah. day, and like, and I love hearing that stuff, because I'm not doing it just to, like, I'm not necessarily doing it to hear myself, like, talk, you know, I'm not right. doing it to hear myself play. Like, I could play my guitar in my living room by myself, and nobody would ever even know that I do it. But I do it because I like to, you know, I like to make people, I like to bring anything that I can to somebody's day to make it a little bit better. And if you come out and see us play or see us around town, I think that's what you're going to get. You're going to get genuinely me and my band and everybody else up on stage. That's us. We don't try to do anything fancy or put on any sort of, you know, different persona. But I think that that's, you know, that's who I try to be every single day. And I hope that, you know, rings true to what I'm doing, and people can see that. So,
Alex, this has been awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.